Right. What do we need to understand?
It's an acrimony. It could be an acrimony situation.
Okay.
So you going, there are two things. So,
I don't know this guy, so I don't even want to judge him or anything.
What's your solution for her?
Well, like I said,
yeah.
If she
your
wants
solution
to
is not
the legal
he's
way,
a narcissist. That's not your solution.
That's not my. I don't think he's a narcissist.
We don't know. We just don't know,
he's
right?
He's probably a guy that's struggling with his responsibilities.
Yes.
He wants to follow his dream. He's
right.
confused.
Right.
And he's doing what he feels like he needs to do. Mm-hmm. But she needs to find a way to have a proper conversation.
So a guy who is chasing his dream and is lost focus, he tried to start a barbecue that's not generating money, right? It's funny, but it's not, right?
It's not funny because eventually it might be a big deal, right?
Yes.
But in the moment,
and it may be an acrimony, you know, the acrimony movie.
Yes.
It may be an acrimony situation. And this is what women need to understand. And that's why I think this conversation, that's why I let it ride.
What do we need to understand?
It's an acrimony. It could be an acrimony situation.
Okay.
So you going, there are two things.
So you're saying this woman should be suffering and
that's
smiling
not what
and
I'm
taking
saying.
Care of her kid by herself.
No.
This guy's
that's
not,
the extreme other
this
end.
This guy's not even showing up to come and pick up the kid. So how is he even helping? So assuming it comes, you know, sometimes women, we actually have a lot of women have empathy. You guys
but
don't.
A lot of the empathy is misguided too.
Wait.
It's not empathy that I'm asking for. You didn't let me say what I'm asking
women,
for. Well, go ahead, babe.
If you find women that are in court and they're saying they're cutthroat, it's because they've been scorned. And they've tried their best.
You've been
scorned.
And
they can do. And they know that this person is not listening to them.
Yeah.
And they have no other way. That's
why. Can I say something?
Most women will take men to court. And the next minute, they will drop the case. How many stories do I know that women do that all the time?
So you go, everything is, I haven't heard your solution, but yeah. That's okay. But you go from one extreme.
You don't like my solution.
No. You haven't given me the solution.
I said.
You said what?
I said the legal way.
I said it's
but
a short term.
But when you say legal way, people want to attack the legal way like, woman is a demon. She just wants to destroy his life.
No, that's not what I'm saying either.
We want money for this kid.
What I'm saying is that the shortcut, like the court system, is a shortcut, nice short-term solution.
But it works.
Okay?
You don't think the court works?
In the short term, yes.
Okay.
Okay? But the court does not help you with your relationships.
I don't think she wants to have a relationship with this guy.
But you,
especially
but,
in this barbecue
you,
situation.
Okay, let me say this, babe.
She's not feeling
but
secure at
you,
this point.
But when you have a child with a person, you don't get to choose if you're in a relationship with them or not. You have a relationship with them for the rest of the life of all three of you.
So,
it may not be a husband and wife situation. I'm just telling you right now. This is not a situation shame somebody, okay? For a fact of life, when you have a baby,
you can't shame
a child with a person, right? You are effectively in a relationship with them for the rest of the life of all three of
you. And I understand that, but I've seen so many single women suffer.
Okay, good.
A lot of women
suffer.
Oh,
that's not good, by the way. But let me... But my point is that, granted, I hear that, okay? And you said something earlier, I didn't get to address it. You said a scorned. Like
a scorned woman,
mm-hmm. All these things are all legitimate excuses, by the way, okay? But they're excuses enough to make you suffer even further, because again, you're not taking care of the main driving force of your suffering, the relationship.
So
and,
how
and,
would you?
And you running?
What would you propose?
Let me finish.
Okay, because
<All right.
laughs> women,
running,
I got your back. Because
you running,
this man,
you running from a relationship or a marriage does not solve your suffering, okay? Because it's like running from your shadow.
But
there
you
are
know
again.
She's the one that ran mm-hmm. from the relationship. It could have been the guy.
No. I'm saying that to everyone across board.
Okay,
right?
Same men and women.
Let's run to the court because we don't care about this relationship anymore. It does not work in the long term. It can work in short-term solutions. You want to collect money from him? Sure. You want to collect alimony? Sure. You want to treat him less than right now? Sure, short term.
See that, and that's the issue I have when it comes to men. Mm. When a woman is going through, you know, all the struggles, mm-hmm. and she cannot talk to you, you're not listening, and then she decides to go the legal way to get things done the proper way, mm-hmm. even just to be fair, because court is being fair, to be honest.
Court is being fair?
Yeah.
What do you mean fair? What do you mean by fair?
They look at your income, they look at the woman's income, they say, okay, dude,
leave the table,
you make more money, you pay more. Or if it's the woman, they say, you know what, you pay a little bit, and they always look at those things. But men think that, oh no, she just want to destroy my life, she hates me. All the time she's trying to contact you, that you're breaking your child's heart.
Yeah.
You're supposed to pick her up, you're not picking her up. Do you think the girl is forgetting? No.
All
right. The child remembers all those things, and this is why people have issues in their relationship with their children.
I think the main important point in all of this, we don't know the full-blown story behind the scenes. The one thing we should pay attention to here is the first thing I said, right? Which is doing what you may consider doing the right thing for your baby, your child, may not be the right thing for them in the long term. So you really want to really think that through properly.
I'm sure they will think it. Very, very. Think it through, to be honest. Because you don't want to regret your actions too.
If anything at all, what I'm hearing is that there is a relationship still, even though you actually may be in separation on your way to a marriage, there is still a relationship because of a child. So that relationship still need to be nurtured and taken care of. How is that going to happen? Humility is going to be involved in that, right? Tolerance is going to be involved in that. Like in any other relationship, like just because you run out of a marriage, I didn't mean it that way, right? I mean it as in like just because you've chosen that it's not working for me, I'm gonna leave, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine, by the way, but it doesn't excuse you from the responsibility of humility and tolerance in that relationship because of that child. So what I would suggest is that, yes, you can simultaneously use the court at the same time.
Don't be scared.
Yeah, you can simultaneously use the court at the same time. Yes, you should leverage the court if a person is not hearing what you have to say. But you should also communicate like, I will try my best to communicate and work it out with you. But if something is out of my, just understand I will have to use the court to help us through that. That's normal
stuff, because right? Do you know how many deadbeat fathers, mm-hmm. or mothers that are wearing Versace, wearing Gucci, wearing all this stuff, but they are not taking care of their child? It's because of situations like this that people are frustrated and saying, you know what, I don't care what you go through, I need my child
I am willing to bet,
mm-hmm.
that most of the people at the family courthouse in New Brunswick right now are not wearing Versace. They are just people that have never taken the proper amount of effort in learning how to communicate.
They're not.
They haven't. Yes, we see some of those on Love and Hip Hop. I get it. Right?
Only that? What about Maury? What about, what's that?
But they're on TV.
One?
My point is that.
My point is that those are on TV. I know a few ones too.
Majority of people at the court system right now.
No, I know a few ones. There are fathers that have never bought diapers for their kids. Mm-hmm. Come on.
My advice to the young lady is going to be to talk to therapy first. And then make sure you make most advantage personal therapy, individualized, and then talk about it before you approach the courts. Because once you involve the courts, it's gonna be a short term solution, but it's not guaranteed to be a long term solution, because you still have to be in a relationship with that person, and then you have to be clear if you want the marriage or you don't want the marriage as soon as you can. I know it's not easy, right? But just be clear about that, because if you're conflicting, if you want the marriage or not, if you're conflicting that, like, let's say you're still sleeping with this person, that's going to complicate things.
I don't think there's
sleeping together. People do that.
But in this case, I don't even think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. My own advice to the lady
is
do what works for you the most.
What is that? Why would they come here if they just...
No. Look at your options. See, what do you want? What do you want?